This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show with you here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Yes, indeed. And we will talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. If you want to join us, there's a new phone number as well, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As we've just finished off our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day episodes, which we were live on those episodes. We're
7 days a week, right?
Yeah, usually we're live 7 days a week. There are some days, like during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we record the show.
Right.
But even then, you still get fresh content every single night of the week here with Free Talk Live. So
it's difficult to broadcast live all of the time, 7 days a week. So
especially from a campground, it makes it real hard there. But in fact, we'll tell you more about ForkFest maybe later on tonight. But just so you know, throughout the holidays, we are here bringing you fresh content every single holiday. And so thank you for spending them with us. We definitely appreciate that.
Indeed.
What are your plans for New Year's, listeners? Well, you're not going to Times Square, according to TheHill.com.
No Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve?
Did he pass away or is he still kicking?
I'm sure, but they still had, like, the Rockin' New Year's Eve. That was, like, his legacy. I think they had... Oh, I'm trying to remember, what's that douchebag's name? He was on American Idol. Ryan Seacrest.
Uh-huh.
I think they had him like filling in or something. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to the Rockin' New Year's Eve for
he passed
some
away.
Time.
Yeah, 2012.
Right, but like Google, like, you know, Rockin' New Year's Eve, and I bet you it was still a thing up until now anyway.
Yeah. Now no one will be rocking at New Year's Eve's Times Square. Well, they will be putting a show on, but there will be no one to watch it in person, which I never really understood why anyone would want to go to that particular event.
It sounds like every upstart local band's first gig ever, right? You show up on like a Tuesday night at, you know, Joe's Pub and Grill or whatever it is, and you play for, you know, the couple of bar flies that are sitting at the bar because they usually drink on Tuesdays anyway. It doesn't matter if you're playing or not. You know, hopefully you're entertaining and, you know, you give them a show. But
right. So according to TheHill.com. Oh, and on the way, we will talk about the overdose situation. Apparently you got some dismal numbers, Captain, to share. So that's on the way here tonight. 603-283-6160. And
I never understood. Not just the holidays either.
Yeah. I never understood. It's been all year. So I never understood the attraction to Times Square on New Year's Eve. I mean, it seems like a really uncomfortable event that has gotten progressively worse over the years.
Ever been to a large metal show?
Yes, but not outdoors in freezing temperatures.
Sure, there are some things about Times Square that you know, stand out. Seems like a bunch of the folks who would attend those polar bear things,
they'd be into this.
Where it's winter time and, you know, you'd strip down to your swimming trunks.
I got no interest in that.
Me neither,
that sort
man.
Of thing. So, like, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, come to this thing. It's a big deal. There's a lot of people there. I get that. I mean, I understand the attraction to that. But to just stand shoulder to shoulder with a packed crowd of people waiting for a ball to drop, you know, I just don't feel like it's that particularly of an attractive event.
Yeah.
But you know what? Some people, whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever it is that's exciting to you. And it got worse over the years, too, because after 9/11, they started to really crack down on security where you couldn't just, like, walk in from anywhere. They had special entrances where you'd have to get wadded and, you know, patted down. And
what do you think the odds are? Let's make a bet. You probably won't bet me, but let's just make a prediction that next year that there may be some sort of Times Square New Year's Eve thing, but you're going to either A, have to show some papers that you've been vaccinated, or B, produce like some sort of a code on an app, or C, they just won't have one. I'm betting that next year they're going to have something, and it'll be like some sort of semi-social distanced slash got to prove that you've been vaccinated thing before you can get into Times Square to celebrate and watch the ball drop.
They'll put Ticketmaster in charge of it.
Ticket bastard. It's with a B. I know it's spelled with an M. It's just pronounced with a B.
So the Times Square Alliance and Countdown Entertainment announced Tuesday, and this is a couple weeks ago, I've been holding on to this one, that the event will not allow people to gather in Times Square on December 31st this year, and instead will be broadcast for television and internet viewers.
Dumb.
Organizers for the New Year's Eve celebration have previously said in September the event would be mostly virtual in order to follow social distancing guidelines.
Also dumb.
During the pandemic. Quote, safety of New Yorkers and participants is the priority of Times Square, New Year's Eve 2021.
Yeah, they say that now, but like, how long has this thing been going on? How long have they been dropping that thing? As long as I've been alive.
What, the ball?
They've been having the Times Square, New Year's Eve, you know, thing, and then like somehow, you know, Dick Clark got involved with it, and they made a television spectacle out of the whole thing, and, you know, it became tradition. And now they're just like, ooh, we're afraid of something that you have a 99.9% chance of surviving.
The event's planner said they've consulted medical experts throughout the planning of the celebration and will ensure all festivities follow New York's restrictions. All people who enter the specified areas will need to follow testing, screening, and safety guidelines. So they're saying that people aren't allowed to gather in Times Square, but anyone entering the specified areas will need to jump through whatever hoops that they're going to make you jump through.
So we don't have to wait till next year.
Yeah, I don't know if that means, like, the people who are in the bands that might be playing or whatever performers they're going to have.
The roadies, if there are any.
I'm presuming that only certain authorized individuals will be allowed into this area.
Yeah.
But they say no one's allowed to, quote, gather.
You know what? Screw those guys. Have your own New Year's party. Throw your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
DIY all the way. You got a basement. You got a garage. You got an upper floor. You know, take over the kids' bedrooms. Whatever you got to do.
Why not?
Throw your own New Year's party.
The Times Square Alliance and Countdown Entertainment said all people will, quote, remain masked at all times, except when performing, and, quote, will adhere to distancing regulations throughout the production site.
They're going to regulate distance.
They are. Times Square Alliance and Countdown Entertainment also declared this year's special guests will be the, quote, heroes of 2020, including first responders, frontline and essential workers, and their families, quote, who sacrificed so much in 2020 to provide care and support for their communities. You know those nurses who are so busy with their ICUs that they have time to make dancing videos.
TikTok.
More of which have come out recently, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen any of these, but there's at least two that I've seen within the last few days.
I think I've seen one, but it was a long time ago, so yes. I heard about it, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a thing they're doing, whatever.
They're still doing it. You know, even though there's all these news reports that the, you know, hospitals are so overrun, yet they have time to make choreographed dance videos. I mean, look, it's hard enough to do a dance on your own, but it cannot be easy to choreograph dancing with other people. I mean, that takes extra practice.
It takes practice and some management and some direction, right? You know, that can be accomplished with, you know, 1 to 5 people or something like that. If somebody has any sort of experience in choreography at all, you know, as far as dance, even if they only did, like, some sort of dance recital in high school or middle school or something like that, a smart person should be able to pull something like that off. It's actually the making of the videos, I think that's the more difficult part, where you have to do all of the editing, different angles, and set it to the music.
They're not that involved? Fancy.
Yeah,
no, it's just one camera, somebody with their cell phone shooting in the office. I mean, it's not a production of any sort.
Yeah.
But it is choreographed, which means they practiced it.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not like they just did a one-off, hey, let's just dance for the camera and be silly for 15 seconds. It's, let's practice this dance, make sure that we're choreographed in unison.
We got to get it right. We don't want to look stupid on the internet. Like, how about taking care of patients would make you look less stupid than a choreographed video?
Well, hey, look, I don't care if somebody takes some time out of their day to have a little bit of fun at the workplace. Like, that doesn't bother me. But to be of the belief, they want us to believe that they're so overtaxed and they're so, you know, busy or whatever, but yet they have time for this? That's what is the weird thing about
it. We saw that at the onset of the, quote, pandemic, unquote, and I'm using quotes around pandemic these days, or at least today anyway, or this minute. We saw at the beginning when, like, you know, the military rolled out ships to, like, port cities, yeah. And they built, like, these, you know, temporary hospital facilities in, like, football yeah. stadiums and stuff, and nobody no used them, right? No so even if they were overwhelmed, there's something in place to handle that.
If you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Coming up, overdoses, the numbers, they're not good, as you might have guessed. It's Free Talk Live, live Saturday show.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Live Saturday episode of the program. If you can't get through to our phone lines tonight because they're busy with calls, you can always call us through our Matrix chat server.
Whoa.
Just go to chat.lrn.fm and you can get the step-by-step instructions on how to contact us and get in touch with other Free Talk Live listeners, because that's one of the things you can do with the Matrix chat server.
Sorry, one of the screens froze with me.
Oh, it's frozen.
With me doing the devil horns.
Nice.
It's a pretty good
shot,
actually.
That's really good. Yeah. Normally, a screen freeze is not very good. There's usually some weird look on your face whenever it freezes you, but that actually turned out good.
I wonder if anybody out there in internet land is, like, capturing, like, the funny faces we make during screen freeze.
Mm.
You know, if there's like an archive of the funny faces of Free Talk Live or something.
Somebody would have to have a lot of free time in that particular case.
I mean, they're sitting on the internet listening to the radio show. So
there may be. I want you to know about Divi. It is a cryptocurrency that makes it super easy to run a masternode. Now, masternode is where you perform special tasks for the network, the Divi network. You're rewarded for doing that. You can get Divi by purchasing it on multiple exchanges or directly from the Divi team. Go to diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org. And they have made it super easy to start a masternode. Anyone can do it. It is not a hard project to take on. Just a matter of several mouse clicks and you're pretty much done. You do have to pay to run the node because, you know, you're performing a service. But it's a bit of an investment and might be one worth looking at. DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. It's done well for Free Talk Live so far. And we've had Divi on board with us for more than a year at this point. DiviProject.org. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Ian and the captain in the studio, we've got was it Ginny or Jimmy in Massachusetts?
I listened to you guys' tape delay on Saturday night, I just wanted to check you guys out on the website.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
But you guys are pretty cool.
Hey, thanks. So what were you calling about tonight?
I just like to know, why don't they find a way, someone finds a way to shut down these lockdowns?
When you say someone, I mean, what do you mean?
You know, like an organization or a president or someone puts lawsuits against these people.
So presidents and governments do not want to stop the lockdowns.
They're the ones who put them in place.
Yeah,
so
they love lockdowns. They love turning your world into a prison and having you obey and having you do everything they tell you to do. And the only way that it's ever going to stop is when people stop doing what they're told. That's the only way. That's the only solution. You can't beg your way out of this. Because as long as people let the government gangsters take more ground, they are not going to give it up.
Yeah, I can't think
maybe
of it.
Maybe we need to get someone like Van Morrison to take over.
Oh, I love it. Or him and Clapton, right?
But that's the thing. People like Van Morrison, who's a musical artist that's against the lockdowns, for listeners that don't know, people like that, they're productive people. They want to get out there and perform. They want to get out there and, you know, do their thing for people, to provide a product or service to people. They don't want to be in charge. They don't want to be, you know, running the government. They don't want to be involved in government. So the solution is not to look to some great leader. The solution is to look within and find out why you've been so obedient this whole time.
Yeah, I can't think of a time when the government has taken away people's liberties or freedoms or, you know, civil liberties, whatever you want to call them, and given them back.
Yeah, no. Nope.
The closest you get to that is the ending of Prohibition, which didn't really end. It just became government control. Pre-Prohibition, you could just make alcohol and sell alcohol, right, and provide alcohol. You didn't have any licensing. You didn't have to pay fees. You didn't have to be monitored. It was highly unregulated. And then Prohibition happened. And then instead of just turning back the clock and going, okay, well, you know, we made a mistake and it's over now. No. Instead, now it is completely controlled by the government in almost every way, shape, or form.
Maybe we need more Satanists to run for office, like that one in New Hampshire.
Well,
maybe.
You know, you're talking about Aria DiMezzo, who is actually one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. And Jimmy, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Aria's campaign was great. It was noteworthy. It got a lot of
She blew up, man.
It got a lot of press attention. She got a lot of interviews on a lot of leftist podcasts. Really talked to them about the ideas of liberty, which was good. Great outreach project, and a total success. She didn't win the election. And again, I don't think you're going to elect your way out of this problem. Because
we certainly agree on that. Electing is, I mean, if it was going to help, if it was going to do anything good at all for the people, it would be illegal.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the reality is it doesn't make a difference one way or the other.
It's just a pacification. It's a way to keep people from revolting.
Right. You think that you have some sort of influence because they let you pull a lever once every 4 or 2 years or whatever it is where you are.
I pressed a button. That's what those stickers should say.
Yeah, and it's not helping. Now, that's not to say that I oppose, you know, political action. You do, Captain. But, I think that we should do everything possible within our reach to achieve more freedom. And here in New Hampshire, we've had some people get elected to state representative positions. And I think we're better off for it, honestly, because those folks can...
Again, as a form of activism...
Yeah.
You know, sure, but don't expect that somebody's going to get elected and change the system from the inside.
That's the system doesn't like change.
That's like infiltrating the mafia and turning it into a charity organization.
Yeah, the system resists change. It's not interested in change. And if it does change, it makes things worse. And as you pointed out, Captain, it doesn't get better. It doesn't. The government gang doesn't relinquish the control that it takes. And in 2020... governments across the world, those people have taken more control than I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, 9/11 was the last big jump.
Yeah, if you're older than, I don't know, 35, 40 maybe, and you remember 9/11 and all the civil liberties that were taken away under the disguise of, oh, well, the Patriot Act is only temporary. It's only going to be 30 days. It's only going to be 60 days. It's only going to be 90 days, whatever it was.
They didn't say it was temporary.
Oh, they did. Yes, they did.
Didn't they?
They did. At first, it was temporary. And then, remember, they had to renew it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And then eventually, they were like, okay, now we're just going to sign this one thing, and it's renewed in perpetuity.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You know, look at the TSA. We've seen so many stories about how ineffective that they are. I mean, it's been their own tests have shown that they don't find things like 70 to 90% of the time, depending on the run-through. We all know that it's a bunch of security theater, but it's not like they've gotten rid of the TSA.
Nope.
They're still there, bigger than ever, more expensive than they've ever been.
Which I've got a couple of acronyms for. It's touching some ass.
Mm-hmm.
TSA.
Thousands standing around.
Also, tyrannical sexual assault.
Yeah, but I want to go back to your original question from the caller.
From Jimmy.
Which was, or Jenny, I'm still not sure which, but nice caller. Jimmy. Thank you for making that. The question was, what do we do? What can be done about the lockdowns?
Well, the first thing that has to occur is we need more individuals disobeying. That's the first thing that needs to happen. Because in any movement, any social movement whatsoever, it's important to generate what I call the second man. We've talked about this before, but like one man needs to stand up. And as soon as other people see that one man standing up, they too will find the courage within to stand up themselves.
Yes, indeed. You can join us, 603-283-6160. If you've got a plan to end the lockdowns, we'd love to hear about it because, we're open to new ideas. 603-283-6160. I've got some ideas too. Coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of Americans stand to lose federal unemployment benefits today if the standoff continues between Congress and President Trump over a COVID-19 relief package. The president refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, claiming it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. Representative Don Beyer reminding everyone.
There is a nice glide path out of this. If the president would sign the bill today, which is both the COVID relief package, $900 billion, and $1.4 billion to keep the government running for the rest of the fiscal year through September 30th, that's a great first step. That means the people on pandemic unemployment insurance, which runs out today, get to keep it.
The Virginia Democrat speaking on CNN, President Trump continuing to monitor the Christmas morning bombing situation in downtown Nashville. USA Radio News. Pope Francis is insisting that vaccines for the coronavirus be distributed to everyone. In a Christmas Day address, the Pope calling the development of vaccines against the virus a light of hope in this dark year. He said it will only remain a light of hope for all people if they are available to everyone. The Pope also urging countries to help each other because the challenge of the pandemic has no borders. A golf legend is hospitalized with COVID.
65-year-old Australian great Greg Norman says he feels very flu-like and is in self-quarantine. He's hospitalized in the U.S. with symptoms of the coronavirus. He posted on social media a picture of him wearing a mask and lying on a hospital bed. Norman won two major titles at the British Open in 1986 and 1993. His wife has also tested positive. Norman's last appearance was with his son last week in Florida. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The show is streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
It's Free Talk Live. We do a radio show with open phones. That means you can call in. You can talk about anything you want. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And the captain.
And if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do that from the back of your car with libertystickers.com.
What, like out of the trunk?
No, silly. Bumper stickers. You know that people love to read bumper stickers.
They do. It's true.
There's a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. Plus, they'll custom make stickers for you. You know, if you get like a store or an event or a, you know, band or whatever, you want to make your own bumper stickers, get a thousand of them or whatever.
Kick-Ass Parody Project stickers?
You can totally do that.
Wow.
Yeah, and they look great. If you've seen the Free Talk Live bumper stickers,
yeah,
you know the quality,
yeah,
of Liberty Stickers. So go,
awesome,
go to libertystickers.com.
I just had this picture in my head of some guy in a parking lot with his trunk open. And going, hey, buddy, you want to buy some freedom? Want to get some freedom? I got freedom over here.
Well, actually, let's come back to the topic that we were talking about with the last caller about what do you do about these lockdowns? Because, you know, it's happening. They've taken away all kinds of freedoms. How do you get it back?
Massive civil disobedience.
What do you do? How do you do that?
I don't know. You get on the radio and blab about how we need massive civil disobedience.
Well, and we've seen it, actually, in other countries. So, for instance, Vancouver, Canada recently had people walking through the streets, hundreds of people without masks on. We've seen that in, I think, Germany. We've seen it, yep, in the UK. We've seen a variety of different places with large numbers of people being very disobedient. And that ultimately is the solution.
Well, we need more of that.
Yeah.
More. That's obviously not enough. Mainstream media likes to ignore that kind of stuff because they know it'll go away because people have to like get back to their lives and you know that kind of a thing. But no, that it needs to be sustained. I don't know how to sustain it. If I had the answers, I would be doing that right now.
Yeah.
The best I can come up with was move here.
Yeah, only if you love liberty, though. We don't want people...
BS my way into being on this show.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. We don't want everybody to move to New Hampshire. We only want people that actually care about freedom.
Well,
so,
okay.
So, you know, there's some people who, for instance, they're against masks, but they also are against other freedoms, right? So...
I've encountered these people.
Yeah, we want to make sure that only the people that move to New Hampshire are people that really understand what freedom means, and that in order to have liberty, you have to allow other people to be free. You have to allow them to make their own choices for themselves, even if they'll choose things that you wouldn't. As long as you can allow other people to be free and you get that, then you probably would really enjoy being here in New Hampshire. There's a great little documentary called The 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's about an hour in length, and it covers literally 101 reasons in an hour's time. So it's a pretty quick-moving piece. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. If you think of yourself as a liberty-loving person, you really owe it to yourself. Spend an hour of your time with this movie. And watch it and see what you think about it. Because that's the reason you and I moved here, Captain. It wasn't that particular movie, but
it certainly helped. I've seen it.
Yeah, the 101 Reasons before. Because when I moved in 2006, and the movie didn't come out until 2014.
I was pleasantly surprised that the producers of that particular film were, you know, pretty concise with the 101 reasons. I was like, there's really 101 reasons. And then I watched the movie. I'm like, yep, there's 101. There's probably more than 101.
The movie is actually based on a text list that was created back in, I don't know, 2003?
Yeah.
So it's an old list that's been updated, I think, over time, but it was that list that convinced me to move to New Hampshire as a liberty-loving activist, because that's what we want. We want people who are willing to stand up. We want the people who are willing to disobey, willing to do things like, you know, run for political office, willing to do things like open their business without asking for permission, doing whatever it is that it takes to be more free. The thing is, if you can gather people who are of a like mindset together in the same place, then you can, there's all kinds of other options.
You can start to affect change in different ways.
Right.
Going back to your question, a question from the caller, specifically about masks or that type of thing, guerrilla marketing, I think, is probably one of the most effective. It's sort of, it's propaganda, but it's anti-propaganda in that
it
stands against, you know, the cleverness of the current propagandies.
Mm-hmm.
Gandhi, whatever, you know what I'm saying. Things like the White Rose, for example.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
You know, you can begin your own subversive marketing campaign simply by casually leaving some stickers in places that you know people are going to frequent. ATMs, if there's still like a payphone anywhere near you. I know those are antique, but you know, maybe a cash register, a self-checkout, something like that.
So I don't feel good about leaving a sticker, like putting a sticker on somebody else's private property. I don't, you know, that rubs me the wrong way personally. I'm not going to chastise somebody too harsh for doing it, but I also don't think it's the right thing to do.
When I was in the heavy metal bands in the Seattle area for 20 years, I mean, we would leave our stickers literally anywhere we could. In fact, we did a promo. Nobody ever took us up on it, but we offered somebody to get into every one of our shows for free for life if they would film themselves putting one of our band's bumper stickers on a cop car.
That's pretty epic.
Nobody took us up on it, apparently. Our fans didn't have balls.
I have no problem putting stickers on government, so-called government property.
Okay, well, there you go.
I wouldn't want somebody doing that to my private property.
Hide in the bushes, wait for the mailman to show up. When he goes to your door, run up behind him, put a sticker on his bumper.
Or just, you know, polls downtown or whatever other government, you know, areas. I realize that limits things, but again, not everybody has the same viewpoint.
Literally getting the word out that people are not, there's a lot of people that are against all of this crap, all these lockdowns, the masking, right, the vaccines, that type of stuff. There's a lot of people that exist in the world that are against it. A lot of people are going along to get along because they don't want
to
rock the boat.
Right?
And they need to stop. The only way they're going to stop is if they realize that they're not alone. So it's up to the few people that have the balls to advertise about it, to speak up about it, to stand against it in some way, shape, or form. Whatever it is, it's going to be better than nothing at all. So do something, whether it's leaving a sticker, whether it's talking to your neighbors, whether it's having a gathering, hosting a Zoom call. I don't care what it is. Start talking to other people about it.
Let's go to the phones. Take your calls and thoughts. Jet is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jet.
And here is what you can do to take those baby steps on disobedience.
All right.
You know, I've called in last week to talk about what they call the foundation of freedom, which is essentially the stripping of political people from their titles. In other words, not to recognize people by their titles.
Right.
Well, are you guys familiar with the Beast of Revelation?
I mean, I've heard about it, but I can't say I'm intimately familiar.
Well, a lot of people don't know this. Even most so-called Christians will deny it. But the Beast of Revelation is actually the world government. It's the Red Beast. There are two essential beasts. There's the dragon, which is Satan. The two beasts, the Red Beast and the White Beast. The White Beast is the spiritual, religious beast. But the Red Beast is the warring political beast.
Okay.
And so, in stripping people of their titles, what I've come up with is about seven different equations that they might want to use to take those baby steps toward seeing them eye to eye. And for government, for example, you know, I don't like to use the term, so we could call it the beast.
And that's not bad.
Let's say going down the list, governor, refer to them as don't call the lady in Michigan Governor Whitmer, or call her Despot Whitmer.
Mm-hmm.
Call some mayor of your city tyrant so-and-so. The Department of Human Service, call them Nazis. Law enforcement, of course, we call them thugs and goons already.
I like it.
Other politicians, we call them devils,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the various Congress critters. And, you know, like, for example, when I go into court, I will never use the term Your Honor.
Me neither.
Never
have. I just look right look them in the eye and say you. You know, I don't say anything about Your Honor.
I mean, what's the worst thing if you want to get a contempt charge and find out what their first name is and call them by that?
Well, Dave,
thank you, Jet, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as always. The number here, 603-283-61.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show. The number here is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and the Captain.
603-283-6160. For a long time, liberty-minded people have wanted a directory of freedom-friendly businesses online, and we do have one now. It's a pretty great site. It's liberty.menu. You can go and use liberty.menu for free. You just go there and create an account and then put the things that you do up there. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you have internet content that you're the creator of.
Oh, that reminds me. Let me write that down.
You're going to put LordKickAss.com
up there? I should.
You totally should, right? Especially because you got some really cool parody songs that people need to find out about. So check him out over there at LordKickAss.com. But Liberty.menu allows you to add your business, your events that you're the creator or the promoter of, digital content you're the creator of, and it's all available on a map that you can easily see who's where and what they have to offer. Very, very handy site. Get on over to Liberty.menu. Oh, and it's free. So, you know, unless you don't want people to know that you care about freedom at your business, you should be there. Liberty.menu. We go to your calls and thoughts. In this case, Mark Edge calling us from Florida.
Wait, we have a host that's named Mark Edge. Is it a coincidence?
Could be.
It's more than a coincidence. I'm calling in.
Wait, where you are?
What time is it wherever you are?
It's in Florida.
Oh.
East Coast time.
Oh, well, never mind that. You like to do this thing I call gallivanting. I know that's one of those words that people rarely use, so I don't know where you were gallivanting about recently, so yeah.
I just want to call in with sort of a COVID report from Florida. So,
okay.
Parts of the United States are a real mess. I mean, they've got lockdowns going on and masks and, there's a breakout of COVID and whatever's going on, right? Here in Florida, they, have done away with the lockdowns long ago, just like they did in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And the masks are still sort of used for grocery stores and places like that. But I got a doctor's note that says I don't have to wear a mask. So I've been emboldened to wear a mask even less often than I was before.
Oh, good for you.
And so far, no one said anything.
Mm-hmm. Now that you have this magical piece of paper, nobody has even questioned you?
So instead, I have the magical piece of paper in my pocket instead of a magical piece of paper over my face.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is no one has asked you to see a piece of paper. You have not even been confronted in any way, shape, or form about not wearing a mask.
Not in any way, shape, or form. Not even no do-gooding employee. No, no concerned citizen. None of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, just to be fair, I mean, I've only had that happen one time to me in the entire year.
I had it happen to me, 30 minutes before the show tonight.
Really? What happened?
I went into the store to pick something up. I had ordered a thing from a local market,
mm-hmm.
and I'm aware that other folks have been in and not had a problem, but.
Yep.
Normal folks don't look like me. I garner a certain bit of attention with a giant
goatee.
Yeah,
but you're also a little intimidating, too. I mean,
I think that's why I got away with it, but which is what happened. I went in, and I was like, yeah, hey, I talked to so-and-so earlier. I'm here to pick up a thing. And they're like, oh, well, do you have a mask? I'm like, no, I have the medical exemption.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, well, I'm going to have to ask you to wear one anyway. And I'm like, seriously, dude, I called dude, yesterday. He said he'd sit on it for a day, and now I'm here to pick it up. I just want to pay for it and get out. Can we do that? And he's like, I guess.
Okay.
Like he hemmed and hawed about it a bit, but like I was certainly confronted about it.
Wow. When was the last time before that?
Within a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get a lot.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Go ahead, Mark. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
That's really what it was, is that, I want to make sure that, those that are in lockdown America realize the other half of America isn't locked down. And, a lot of people are picking up and moving, and there's good reason to at this point.
I know several people, Mark, that are actually moving to Florida. Several, I mean two, probably, maybe three. But like, I know two people that are like, one specifically from the Seattle area is like, I'm done. I've had enough. Where can I go where it's more free and, less, weather-wise, less rainy? And somebody was like, Florida. And they're like, okay, well, I'm going to Florida.
Yeah. Cool.
Florida's got some advantages. You don't have to shovel sunshine, that's for sure. And the other thing I wanted to talk about is that I was taking my dog out for a walk this evening, and I've had this question that nags at me every once in a while when I go out. And tell me, guys, if you've experienced any of this. When I go out, sometimes I'll see little signs in people's yards that sort of indicate that they don't want a dog to poop there. Either they'll have mm-hmm. a pooping dog with a circle slash through it, or
yep.
it'll say, there's all kinds of these signs.
Sure.
And I'm curious as to what they mean. Signs are the closest thing we have to a social contract, mm-hmm. like a real one, right? Like people write things down. It's their property, and you should probably obey them if they do. If they've taken the time to put a sign out, you should probably try to obey it.
Sure.
But I carry bags to clean up after my dog mm-hmm. because I'm a responsible adult, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, if the dog decides it's going to go here, this has never happened to me, but if it did, then what am I supposed to do? Pick it up and run to the next yard?
I think the suggestion would be that you should control your dog and wait until you get to the next yard.
I don't know if people who put these little signs up understand that dogs don't poop that way. That when they want to poop, they're going to poop then.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. If you don't let the dog go onto the grass, odds are it will not poop on the sidewalk. So all you got to do is just keep your dog off the grass and then just walk to the next yard and you're good to go.
Yeah, there's certain obedience training that you can give to dogs that will make them less prone. I mean, dogs are creatures, and so if there's something going on, they're having a little bit of the gut rumble,
mm-hmm.
It's something that they can't control. They're going to, just like humans, they're going to go when they got to go. If you've ever, had to hold yourself too long, and you get that, so that's going to happen. But most of the time, you can train your dog to go on command as
well. Wow. I mean, I guess you could do that. That's an interesting.
Or at least be like, give them some sort of signal that, no, this is wrong. And then when you get to the place where it's okay, you go, okay.
Here's what you can do. You keep the dog next to you. So you have it heel, right? Like it's walking next to you. And so that way you keep the leash real short and it cannot go into the grass. It stays on the sidewalk with you until the point at which you are in a yard in which you can, let the dog go. Which are 99.9% of the odds.
I mean, in the Seattle area, there are what they call dog parks,
mm-hmm.
where it's okay to let your dog, run around, and, you can even take it off the leash if no other dogs are around for a bit, that kind of a thing. And you do have to pick up after them, of course, but it doesn't seem to be a problem. It's not like you're finding dog dew, you know, around, you know, in the little greenery areas of the sidewalk and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a simple problem. It's just controlling
dog. I'm very clear. This is a dog owner problem, right? Like, you know, dog owners are kind of like smokers in a lot of ways that they, you know, they talk a good game about how clean they are, but then they let their dog do whatever they want. They don't clean up. I get it. But I'm kind of the opinion that people that say sort of like no dog pooping have gone too far. I think that it should be, you know, if your dog uses the bathroom, clean up after it.
Yeah, but the problem there is it's certainly the responsible thing to do, and I think that's what most people expect. But as far as, you know, when it comes to cleaning up after your animal, it's very hard to actually be thorough at that, right? So, you know, if you do a half-assed job of it, you get 98% or 95% of the feces, you know, cleaned up. There's probably still some on some of the blades of grass that are there. And the only way to solve that is to literally tear the grass out of the ground to make sure that you get 100% of the doggy do picked up.
Also,
that.
Also, too, I think, Mark, the people who take the time to put up the sign with the circle and the line through it that shows the dog, you know, taking a dump or whatever. These are people that probably have had a repeated occurrence of some creature doing their business and not cleaning it up. Where
certainly,
you know, they go out to mow the lawn or whatever it is they do. They go out to enjoy their grass in some way, shape, or form, and they're like, and they stepped in it or, you know, rolled around in it or whatever they did.
That would be very upsetting.
So, like, it probably doesn't happen more often than it does. It's only the places that it does happen and happens repeatedly that people put the signs up.
Yeah, this is a dog owner issue where you don't have enough control of your dog. I mean, keep the dog on the sidewalk, and it is not going to go unless it absolutely has to, in which case it will then poop on the sidewalk.
That's not exactly true every time, Ian. Like dogs aren't just programmed mentally to go on grass. To be clear,
well, then it will go on the sidewalk in that case.
Right, it will. Yeah. It will, yeah.
But most of the time, the only time a dog will do that is if it has had absolutely no opportunity to go on grass for some amount of time.
When I trained my dogs, I used the paper train method. If they went in the house, I would scoop it up and put it on some newspaper. I would put that newspaper somewhere near the front door or in the garage and show it to them, make sure that they knew that that's where it goes. And eventually, they just knew. They were like, oh, it goes there. And they would run over the paper and go over there. Eventually, you move the paper outside. They go, oh, now I know to go outside.
So, I mean, if you can't control your dog for the length of one person's yard, you can't control your dog. You probably shouldn't have it. We're coming up.
Hi, I'm Derek J. I don't want a politician to represent me. To me, government is the idea that one group of people can coerce everyone to comply with an edict or face increasing punishments up to and including death. Despite perhaps the most noble of intentions, the best government services are a far cry from what could be provided for by voluntary interaction. Besides, the people who call themselves the government wage wars and put peaceful people in jail for crimes involving no victims. If Starbucks used some of its money to drop bombs, I wouldn't shop there. So why would I support the American Empire? The Empire does not require my consent.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. That's VictimlessCrimeSpree.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.